Stop worrying so, Bud.
Oh, how can I help but not worry? Been gone for 2 whole days.
Flipper can take care of himself.
He'll show up, Sprout.
What if a shark got him or something? Or he got sick? Or... Flipper!
See, I told you, Bud.
Flipper, where did you go? I wish you wouldn't go away like that without telling me. Dad, Flipper's trying to tell us something.
How could I have raised such a worrier for a son?
No, Dad, really, look.
Bud's worry may be for real this time, Dad. Look.
He's upset, all right. Okay, Flipper.
Make it easy on yourself. Would hurt me more than you to have to use a harpoon.
Hold it! What are you doing with that net, mister?
Dad, look! A white dolphin!
Smarter than he, and we know Flipper lives in a world full of wonder, lying there under, under the sea.
Golly, isn't it beautiful?
I never knew there was such a thing as a white dolphin.
It's probably an albino. I've heard rumors about them for years, but I never knew they were true.
So you had to come along just as I nearly had him.
What were you trying to catch him for anyway?
Ask the warden here, he'll tell you. A freak like that's worth $1,000 alive easy. 500 dead from any animal dealer.
He's not a freak. No dolphin's a freak.
Now, take it easy, bud. Where are you from, mister?
Up the coast away. I've been trailing that white beauty for 3 weeks. I didn't want to harpoon him, and... well, I couldn't get near enough to net him till he hid himself in that cove over there. Now every time I try to catch him, another crazy dolphin keeps lousing me up.
That's Flipper, and he's not crazy. He just doesn't want you to take the white dolphin away, that's all. Besides, it's not fair to keep a dolphin caged up.
That's right, Mr.
Harvey, Jed Harvey. What do you mean he's right?
Well, dolphins die in captivity unless they're given proper care. And with the kind of care you'd give him and being caged up, I'd say his chances of survival are pretty slim.
That ain't my problem. As soon as I give him over to the animal trainer and collect my money, he's on his own.
Provided you catch him.
He'll be back. Seems to have taken a shine to that other one. They hang out together in that cove.
That's Flipper, and he won't let you.
I'll take care of this, bud. There's one thing you're forgetting, Mr. Harvey. This is a protected area. I'm going to let you off with a warning this time. But if I ever catch you hunting or fishing within the confines of this preserve again, I'm gonna put you in jail. And I'll be watching you.
Is there any way we can make sure that Mr. Harvey can't hurt the white dolphin?
Well, I intend to, son. I'm gonna make sure that people like Jed never get a chance to hurt him again. I'm gonna contact Captain Bender at this aquarium first thing in the morning. You know, a rare and beautiful dolphin like that deserves the very best of care.
Well, will he be happy at this aquarium?
Not only happy, but he was far safer than he would be at sea. In the ocean, Bud, he could be attacked by sharks or caught in a net or even killed by an irresponsible fisherman.
Or sent to an animal dealer.
That's right. You know, it's just like Flipper. He stays here in the preserve with us because he knows we love him and protect him. Just like you know that I love you and Sandy and want to protect you.
Like to be an orphan.
Now, what brought that on?
Well, I was thinking of the white dolphin. You know, he doesn't have any friends or relatives or anything. And that Mr. Harvey's after him. He doesn't have any help. How do you think he feels?
I keep telling you, Bud, you think too much. And anyway, the white dolphin has Flipper to look after him until the aquarium boat gets here.
But I don't trust that Mr. Harvey. He might even try and catch Flipper, too.
I think Flipper can take care of himself.
But did you see that harpoon he had?
But he isn't interested in Flipper.
Still, you don't know people like I do, Sandy. He looked desperate to me.
But I don't think he's so desperate that he'll take a chance on getting arrested. He's just hoping that white dolphin will get back out to sea where he can go after it again.
But still, I think I ought to go out there and help Flipper guard him.
I think you ought to leave this matter to Captain Bender and Dad. But I know you won't, so rather than sit here and stew about it, you might as well go ahead and do what you're going to.
Thanks, Sandy. Should be here soon. You know what they're gonna do? They're gonna give your dolphin friend a real nice home. You understand, don't you? It's like other dolphins. You know, they're not as lucky as you. Like all other kids aren't as lucky as me. You know, like to have Dad and Sandy. You know what we have to do? We have to make sure that the ones that aren't taken care of get taken care of. It's a big responsibility.
Bravo, bravo!
Said that you couldn't come in here and fish or hunt.
Oh, who's hunting? No law against enjoying the scenery, is there?
No, but I know what you came in here for. You came in here to hurt that white dolphin, and I'm not going to let you, because I'll...
Oh, simmer down there, pal. If I wanted to hurt that dolphin, I could have done it long before this.
Well, I guess so.
Now, look here. There's nothing against you and I being friends, is there? Well, then, let me tell you this. I've never seen a better trained animal than that flipper. So who, sir? Not even in the sea circus.
Well, he sort of trained himself.
That's remarkable.
Watch this. Jump! Jump!
He'll really do most anything you tell him, huh?
Sure, just about.
How about the white one? Can you talk to him?
Nah, he's too wild. Scared of people.
How about if you ordered Flipper to follow you and bring the white dolphin along? Nah, I bet he couldn't do that.
Sure he could, if I told him to.
Well, why don't we try it then?
What for?
On account of I need $1,000 real bad. And you can help me get it by bringing Flipper and the white dolphin along. I may even cut you in for a piece.
No, I couldn't do that.
I ain't forcing you to do anything.
I know.
That's too bad. I guess I'll have to use a harpoon after all. But first, I gotta figure out what to do about getting Flipper out of the way. Yeah, I guess I'll have to use a shark rifle.
Shark rifle?
I just couldn't believe it when you phoned, Porter. So far as I can make out, there's never been an authenticated record of an albino bottlenose dolphin.
Well, he's there, John. Flipper's keeping an eye on him in the cove. But a fisherman trailed him down the coast, and if that albino ever gets out of that cove, the fisherman's gonna nab him.
Well, now the boat's all ready. You just show us where.
All right.
No use carrying on so, pal. Ain't a matter of life or death.
It is for the white dolphin.
Ah, quit worrying so much.
Everybody tells me, don't worry. If everybody never worried, everything would go wrong.
Worrying never does any good. Better to be a fatalist, like me.
What's a fatalist?
Oh, you learn to take things as they come. Live and let live. Here, you know how to steer a boat?
Yeah.
Well, hang on to the wheel while I get us some coffee.
Flipper! Flipper, go away! Go away, Flipper! Don't come here! Flipper, go! Go! Take the white dolphin with you! Go!
That ain't very friendly, pal. Call him back. I said, call that dolphin back.
I won't.
Okay. Have it your way. I thought I could trust you.
All right. Flipper, come back! Flipper! Come back!
Should be far enough. Throttle back and hold her right here. There's the cove, right over there.
That's funny. I don't see Flipper anywhere.
What about the white one? See anything of him?
No.
What do you make of it, Porter?
I don't know. Our best bet is to find Flipper. I'll call the boys. Maybe they can help.
Porter! Over there!
That's Bud's boat. Where's Bud? Come on, let's get the outboard.
Dad, he left about 3 hours ago. You know how Bud gets when he's set on something, and I let him go. I'm sorry.
All right, Sandy. You stick by the radio. If you hear anything, anything at all, you contact me immediately, all right?
Yes, Dad.
We'll start combing the area out here. I'll talk to you later.
Right. Like you, come on.
Anyway, Dad doesn't let us drink coffee.
Sorry, the menu here ain't exactly the Ritz. Look, kid, I've been trying to make friends with you ever since we met. All I'm asking for is a favor.
Some favor?
I'll even see to it that you get back home as soon as I deliver the dolphin.
It's not me I'm worried about. It's the white dolphin.
I just don't know why you're carrying on, so dolphin's only an animal.
Haven't you ever had a pet?
Oh, sure. Had a mutt once. That's different. Dolphin's a wild thing.
But dolphins, they have feelings just like people. Now, how would you like to be caged up?
Well, I wouldn't, but there's... Well, there's animals and zoos all over the world. They don't seem to be hurting none.
But they don't get the proper care they need. Dolphins, they have to be loved, just like people, like you and me.
Yeah, you're a funny kid. So you did tell your dolphin to go away, huh? Thought you'd outsmart me. Well, maybe I did need a little outsmarting.
And he's got the white dolphin.
Mike, give her all she's got right towards those dolphins.
Explain yourself.
It's okay. okay, Dad. Jed, that is, Jed and me, we came back to see if Flipper and the White Dolphin were okay.
You heard what the boy said. If you still want to arrest me...
No, don't arrest him, Dad, don't!
Well, maybe somebody better fill me in.
Well, nothing to it. Bud here has got me believing a few things I should have known. Like, well, animals need love, same as people.
Jed, look!
Telling us that the baby should be with its mother.
Yeah. Gee, and all that time we thought the White Dolphin was a he. I wonder how Flipper knew he was a she. She was a he.
He was a what?
And we know Flipper lives in a world full of wonder.